Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Catherine Lanfer. Economists say the recession might end as early as this summer. Do you believe them? We'd like to know how you know the economy is getting better by filling in the blank. You know, when I see blank, then I know the economy's getting better, or at least not getting worse.
My name is Robin Berman. I'm calling from Briarcliff Manor, New York. And I know the recession will end when my daughter gets a new job.
And moves out of the house. She meant to add that part. Call us to fill in the blank at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us an email, mytake@thetakeaway.org. Femi?
So we've been trying to keep you up to date with events happening in Iran, what news is going into Iran, and especially what news is coming out of Iran. We're going to do that right now by going to the BBC Persian TV broadcast. They come out of Iran from London. They have an interactive program. Pune Gudosi is presenter of the interactive program with the BBC Persian Service TV in London. You are literally getting thousands of email. Pune, take us through some of them.
Yes, we are. And it's very interesting to know that at least 7,000-8,000 emails we get every day, including pictures and video footage of the demonstrations that people have been attending, is while there is a serious clampdown on the internet connections and most of the sites and the news sites and websites such as Twitter and Facebook are all filtered inside Iran right now. So I am personally amazed how people still manage to send these bits and bobs of information to us through these very thin and filtered lines of connection that we have.
How do you know which of the information you get, how do you know what's trustworthy?
It's very difficult. Now that the news agencies inside Iran are mostly shut down, the websites are shut down, it's very difficult to trust the information we get because we get our information from the people. It's become a very strong citizen journalism arena right now for the people. And obviously we have experts in user-generated materials in order to be able to differentiate what is really true pictures, what is true footage, and which email is coming from who. Also, there's something called right now what they call a cyber war going on inside Iran, if you believe that. People are sending emails with new ways to filter or break the filters via proxy into the websites and into internet connections inside Iran. And they are making new group friends in order to be able to connect to each other and give the information about when is the next demonstration happening, when is the next plan to protest, and so on.
So you've tantalized us with some of these examples. Actually, read a couple of email for us, Pune.
Sure. I have a letter here, for example, from Shuresh from Kermanshah, a province very close to the border with Iraq. It says, please, people in Persian TV, help the people in Iran. All our contact with the rest of the world is shut down. They have closed us off from the rest of the world. They have shut down Voice of America and BBC and all the rest of the news agencies. And we need you to hold our hands and help us out of this crisis. But do know that the people of this country will stand in front of anything that is forced upon them outside of justice. And they are happy and proud to sacrifice their lives in this order. Another one is from Asha from another province. It says, these people are trying to shut us up and kill us, and they think that the rest of the world will never find out. But we are happy that we are still able to contact you, and please tell the world what's happening to us.
How about getting email information from Ahmadinejad supporters? Any information from them?
We used to get many phone calls onto our interactive program until exactly last week when the election happened. Before the elections, when the political debates were going on television and there were campaigns happening, we used to get at least maybe 20 callers from inside Iran and from outside Iran who were supporting Mr. Ahmadinejad and hoping that he will win the election and campaigning for him on our program. To the extent that some points we thought maybe we were being bombarded by people who are intentionally like bombarding our program with their own phone calls. Now, since the election has happened and the results have been announced and the protests have happened inside the country, we are really struggling. We keep asking people to call us if they are supporters of Mr. Ahmadinejad and if they're happy with the result of the election votes counted. We are struggling to get anyone calling us from that side of the story right now.
The email is fascinating to listen to, but also some of the video that's coming out surreptitiously. You're also getting some of that. Can you tell me about the video too?
We have footage being sent to us at least 30 every day of people who have attended the demonstrations, people who have witnessed the shootings or the beatings up of the protesters in the street, people who have been in the student dorms when the militia attacked them and broke the glasses and beat them up, people who are residents in apartment buildings who were witnessing the demonstrations from the windows of their apartments overlooking the demonstrations below in their streets. And some of them are so horrifying and so bloody that we are not able to broadcast them even.
Pune Gudusi, as you're looking at all of this information that's coming in, do you get a sense that you're on the front page of history here? Is it an exciting way of actually seeing the video that comes in, the email that's coming in?
It is very exciting. These are very important days when the country is in turmoil, but it's also very upsetting and it's very difficult to keep an open eye and an open heart and be able to be, you know, as unbiased and as professional as everybody would like to be in these very hard times and try to reflect the truth, try to make sure we're not being betrayed or tricked or decoyed by any of these footage that is being sent to us. We're very, very careful in filtering and just showing the ones that we're definitely sure are honest and true.
Thank you for sharing some of the email and some of the experiences from the people of Iran as they're coming to you at the BBC's Persian TV service in London. That's Pune Gudusi. She's the presenter of the interactive programme with the BBC Persian TV in London, who, of course, are our partners. Now time to head over to some news headlines with the Mark Garrison.